96.5 FM, KUBU, and Pop Lord from Fresno with Flower Bomb. And of course, in case you didn't know, Tom McGill is the main man from Pop Lord. He's also part of the Trike Shop today. He's here in studio. And I've got members of the Trike Shop. In fact, I may have the whole band behind me in the studio. Guys, why don't you weigh in and say hello or say something?
Hello there.
We're waving. We're waving to Radioland. Now on FM. Yes, yes.
Yes, and I need to do a legal ID right here because didn't come through on the computer. So this is KUBU LPFM Sacramento, broadcasting at 96.5 FM. Guys, how are you? It's been a while since we've seen each other. I hear you guys sitting up here.
I'm in such a super good mood for a lot of good reasons. Mainly that I followed Mike Lidskin's directions to the studio this time.
You made it, yeah.
I didn't get lost. It was maybe a little later than we said we'd be, but even later if I would have got lost like last time.
That's right. No, it's... You know, Sacramento's a nice place to get lost anyway, so I'm glad you didn't get lost, and we'll be seeing you, for the next half hour, I guess, right?
Fantastic. You'll have to scoop us out of here.
I don't know, it's 5-1. Well, actually, you know what? The next band, Leah Capel and the What, they might help me scoop you guys up.
So our side.
We got
our side, right?
We got some muscle here. So what you guys been up to? It's been, last saw you in San Francisco at the IPO Festival.
Well, it's been a time of growth and
reflection,
and evolution.
Evolution.
Yes.
Okay. What kind of growth and evolution?
Well, since last you saw the band, we lost our keyboard player, and so we were kind of going through this whole different changey thing, and we've integrated the wonderful Barbara Jones on flute.
Yes. Yes. Indeed.
And we've twisted Mr. Pop Lord Tom McGill's arm into playing keyboards with us tonight.
Nice, nice.
And we're getting ready for a tour of Europe, and we're getting ready for all kinds of stuff. So
Europe,
going from change and evolution to explosions.
Wow. Now, you know, for the folks listening at home, this is kind of a wild scene. I'm kind of wedged in by the board here, but we've got John Schaefer is going to play a percussion instrument. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves? Go around the room or whatever we're calling this.
John Schaefer right here playing a percussion instrument that is actually your trash can, Mike. Thank you very much. The liner lends it a certain snary sort of sound.
Perfect. It lends itself to the occasion.
Hi, I'm Barbara.
And she's the flute player.
She's another B. Jones. We only let B. Joneses and T. McGills in this.
I'm Tom McGill. I'm here just for moral support today and dance moves, but you can't see that on the radio, so.
I will narrate the dance moves. You got the wicked moves.
And it's Martin way back there.
Hey. Here's Martin. Can you hear me out there in Radio Land? This is Martin Hansen on bass.
Awesome. So we got the whole trike shop here.
Hi, Mom.
Did you hear that?
Going out to
Montana.
Montana.
Yeah. Nice, nice. Okay, so you guys have your instruments all queued up. It'd be a shame if something happened to them, so why don't you go ahead and start?
I'm going to play a couple new songs. All right,
that'd be wonderful.
The song's called Wednesday. Let me hear a little bass. Let me just hear a little... All right, okay. Unless that's the gift dad next door. Hope not. Okay, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Nice, thank you. We might have to do the next one a little quieter because we might be bleeding over into the next studio. But wow, so is that going to show up on an album? Where can we hear that?
We're playing a whole lot of new stuff right now, kind of breaking it in, it'll culminate with an album. But first, we're going to go into debt and do this tour that we're talking about. And then once we pay that off, then, well, I guess we can record in the meantime. And I don't know, one way we'll make it happen.
Yeah,
but we got new shirts.
I see you. Is that the one?
Yeah, we need to get you one of these.
I love it. Blake Jones in the Trike Shop. You have a metronome with a crazy head on the metronome stick. I like that.
Yeah, it's sort of a da-da nod to Man Ray.
Nice, nice.
It says Art Infected Pop.
Art Infected Pop. Is that the new tagline for the Trike Shop?
I don't know. If it sticks, let's say it on tour radio and see if it works.
Blake Jones in the Trike Shop, Arts Infected Pop.
Okay,
that sounds good.
The phone's ringing off the hook already.
Ring, ring, ring. Listener Paul. Well, you guys used to be Mad Pop. I still think you're maybe Mad Pop. Could be.
We got some madness in us.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us about this upcoming tour. That sounds pretty exciting. Europe.
We're getting ready. You know, we're based in the Fresno area, and we'll be spending springtime kind of getting ready for it. We're going to play a thing called the Rogue Festival in Fresno, where we're doing a show trying to raise money for this thing. And we may do a Kickstarter Kickstarter project or whatever they call that, right?
Yeah.
And if we do, we'll plug it here on Twirl. And then in May, we'll start off in Liverpool with the IPO, International Pop Overthrow Festival. Plug for David Bash.
Yes,
that
indeed.
Wonderful thing. And in fact, we're going to hear Jason in a little while, right?
Yeah, Jason Burke.
That we met at the IPO. And let's see, so Liverpool and then Manchester. And we're trying to work something out in Brighton with friends of Deborah Milstein.
Yes, yes.
And then we're going down to Germany, courtesy of another Twirl person, Stephen Leach.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is the way to do it. You get hooked into Twirl, and you know.
So we're going to send the band to Liverpool and everywhere else.
That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah. I like it. So what have you been doing on the domestic front? And when I say domestic, I don't mean at the Jones, Hanson,
well,
Schaefer, McGill House.
Butter toast this morning, Mike, and some green tea for my health.
That's a good thing. have you had any gigs lately?
The last couple months has been trying to put together this music that we're playing tonight.
Gotcha.
We're playing at a private party tonight with our friends from the Continental Breakfast. There's another show here on Access Sacramento, right?
Yes, 10 to noon on Saturday mornings. They do a wonderful show, James and Raina.
I guess I'm just concerned about, you said you need to be a little, there's some other work going on here.
Yeah, there's somebody recording a show to the right.
Can we scoot the bass amp in more, guys, if we can?
Yeah, just a little less volume, and I will work on it on the microphone end. So we're doing an on-air sound check being heard everywhere, folks. This is what it's like in real life behind the scenes. We are behind the scenes with Blake Jones and the Trike Shop, and, you know, I'm so intrigued by the fact that we now have a flautist, flute player. Barbara, are you a flautist or a flute player? What are you?
Either one.
Okay.
Either one.
You won't kick me out of the room for saying either one?
Oh, no.
She can totally do both.
So, I can flout and flute.
Wow. Both kinds. So let's talk about this a little bit. Now, the Trike Shop has never had a full-time flautist. How did this new relationship come about?
We just like saying flautist.
I think that Barbara and I started corresponding because of the last name, right?
Jones.
She's also a Jones. And we had some friends in common on Facebook. And then she was kind of new to the Central Valley, came from the Santa Barbara area.
Oh, nice.
And so we...
You're lucky that she left Santa Barbara. I don't know if I would have ever done that.
She heard about our band, man.
Oh,
she heard
totally.
About our band, and that was it.
I had to.
So anyways, and then so, you know, last year I did some songs, and she helped me with the show, like a solo show I did. And then, you know, things kept evolving. She's a great person and a great musician, so we just kept pulling her in, and now she's trapped.
Thanks, Blake.
Into the Trike Shop Vortex. Yes, very, very nice. So you guys, I guess it's cold weather. You're not wearing your tricycling shorts today. I mean, that might be more of a summer activity. So it's a wonderful sound. And now we've got the legendary Tom McGill joining us for the day. I mean, he's playing the keyboards tonight?
Yes, yes. And adding harmony vocals, which he is, you know, basically the king of.
Yes, yes. Yeah. The Lord of, if you will. Very, very good. So how many new songs have you written so far?
I just don't know. I don't know.
We have
a, Yeah, we have a bunch of stuff that isn't recorded yet because we kept would start one thing, then we start another. We recorded the one song that you've been playing, the Girl in the Camera Obscura. That's probably the newest thing we've released.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we got hung up on, probably a lot of the people, a lot of your listeners are also musicians out there, and they understand that, it's sometimes hard to get four things going at once.
Yeah.
So right now we're of course concentrating on this new music, the new members, and next concentrating on this tour at sort of parallel to that. These new songs are developing. We're playing them in, and then once we think they're about where they need to be, then we turn on the tape recorder. And then we bother Mike Litskin again with the new music.
Hey, I like to be the home for the new music. I love that. So we heard one song. That's a mellow, beautiful song. Are the new songs kind of in that vein? Are they more
They're all
loud,
over the place.
Fast? Okay.
All over. This is more up. And this is kind of, this was began at the end of our last tour. Just to say, it's called At Every Train Stop. And it's, maybe self-evident about what it's about. And so it's sort of a travel song. And this is kind of, I guess, our flag. Not what would it be? Like our banner song,
signature, maybe.
I don't know. It's for this tour. It's kind of got the spirit of it all in there. We've practiced it a lot, and I hope we can get it right. But we've never actually played this publicly before. So, twirl right. Debut, right?
Tom, you got your dance moves ready?
I'm ready.
All right, man.
Tom, throw in the beautiful harmonies whenever you feel them in your gut.
Okay.
Make us feel them in our gut. Well, you heard us practice.
Okay.
So, out of your train stop, right? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Clap too, even though it's not normally good practice to clap for your own music, but it sounds better when there's like six people clapping.
We pretend like, oh, it's a huge audience. Thank you.
Much better, guys. Much better.
That was a really needle band.
So out of your train stop?
At every train stop.
At every train stop. Nice. Writing that down for future. This is the first time it's been aired in public. I think it's a winner. Will we get to hear it tonight, hopefully?
Yeah. We'll play it.
Awesome.
In its full loudness.
Some of the oldies as well, we hope?
Oh, yeah, sure.
This is going to be a long set tonight, right?
We're playing for 2 hours.
I love it.
So now you know why we've been busy. Like with new members, and like I said, a lot of your listeners are musicians. They know exactly what I'm talking about. You change up the band lineup and then have a gig where you promise to play for 2 hours. Yeah. That's a lot of work.
It's a good thing you didn't invite me into the band, because I'd first have to learn how to play an instrument, read music, and then learn your material as well. That would be insurmountable on short notice. So I'm glad you got Tom here and Barbara here instead.
But now, you know, now you have some preparation time. Maybe next year at this time. Let's get to it.
Exactly. So what inspires your songwriting? I mean, I know it's a vague, broad question, but, you know, what's inspiring your songwriting lately, Blake?
I think... once again, I can only turn to that same page and say that I know that a lot of your listeners are musicians themselves, songwriters themselves, and I think that for those of us, and there are many of them out there, you know, that some of them I know, a lot of them I don't, but when you've been doing it for a while, you start, how do you say this? You start wondering. Well, basically, it sounds funny, but you start wondering, why the heck are you doing it, right?
Yeah.
It's like, well, why are you actually doing this? And then you start asking yourself that question. And through asking that question, you start to maybe discover a few things or understand, like, why you think something's important. And then you try to write about those things that you feel that are important. And in a way, that's profound. In a way, it's very obvious or very sort of, it's kind of a vague answer. But it's mostly the stuff that you feel important about at the time. You know,
that makes sense. So right now the new songs are kind of a snapshot as to what's going on in your world.
Right. Exactly. Nice. Exactly. Nice. So, yeah.
Very well done. Now I'm going to put John on the spot now. John, you're a very modest fellow, great drummer, but you have another talent that you told me about in passing. And I want to just put a plug out. You do a radio show in Fresno, right? Are you still doing that?
Well, I occasionally these days with my busy schedule.
Yes.
I had been doing it rather regularly up to about 6 months ago.
Ah.
A blues program.
Wow. Not on at the moment then, or?
The blues program is still on. KFSR, Mighty KFSR Fresno.
Nice.
90.7.
Nice. So it's an ongoing show you fill in as the host sometimes?
That's it.
Do you have a kind of a blues background, or do you have this innate love of the blues?
We all have a blues background. We're Americans. We have a blues background.
I like it. I like it a lot. That is true. And I got to put in a plug for Tom McGill in the back. Tell us about your band. You're a Twirl favorite as well.
Well, what are we doing now? I don't know what we're doing these days.
Tell them about the sampler project.
Okay. Well, we've been working on a thing where it's all the bands that are on our label, and I put little air quotes in so you don't understand that it's not really a label, right? But it's sort of a... Poplord doing different styles technically, and I'm gonna let that out of the bag, but it's fun. There's like a funk song, there's a retro 80s techno song. It's all us, and we brought in a few extra people to play on stuff, but different styles. So it's kind of a vacation from Poplord, and we've got that done. I don't know what if it's coming out on CD soon.
Nice.
So, and then Craig just finished his other side project, Jet Electro. They just finished their latest thing too, so we got all that going on, and we never play live much, so
I know, and I miss a chance. You guys had a pretty nice recent gig that I didn't get a chance to go see.
One with the Paul Collins band.
Yeah,
that was fun. Well, Paul Collins had some hits back in the early 80s, so
yeah, Paul Collins beat you guys and Sparkle Jet. I could have seen two of my favorite Fresno bands if I'd been able to make
it. That was a great show. Wasn't really packed out. You would have had no problem getting in, but it was a fun night. And you know, I love Sparkle Jet too. They're just great guys, great musicians, good songwriters.
Yeah.
So.
And thanks, thank to Wade, Sparkle Jet's drummer, is the one that printed up our T-shirts. So.
Oh, that's right. He's a silkscreen guy.
Yeah, he's got so many talents. So yeah, that was thank you to him.
And a pinball wizard as well.
Yeah, he makes those machines and restores them.
Yeah, I got to say, big shout out to the Fresno music scene. I think most people listening don't know much about Fresno, but there's a small but mighty arts and music scene there, and I think some of the core members are in this room right now, so that's what's really cool. But yeah, you guys always put something together. I like the fact that Fresno, again, doesn't get much play, but you go down there and there's stuff happening.
Amen, brother.
Other cities could take a lesson. I think you have something, the Food Not Bombs show come up next month?
Right. We do a yearly fundraiser for a Food Not Bombs group. And so we'll be playing, I don't know if you, do you know the Bobbleheads from San Francisco?
Yes, I just played them on the show before he got here.
Fantastic. Okay.
Yeah, I found out about that. This could be yet another reason for a visit to Fresno.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we're playing, Bobbleheads are playing, which, love those guys. And get their vinyl, that's on orange vinyl. This was just good fun. And we're playing with the Roger Perry Band. It's a guy that's really known in the Fresno music scene, and maybe not so much outside of it, but he's like a classic, awesome artist. So.
Wow, what type of music?
He's kind of more towards the Americana than we are.
Okay.
You know, just really deep and really powerful.
Nice. Oh, that's really great stuff. Do you guys have time for another song? Do you have time for one more?
I don't know that we're like...
We could play one off the album.
Yeah, maybe just play one from the record, but thank you so much for allowing us to be here. And
yeah. Thank you guys so much.
Yak.
Yeah, no, it's always a pleasure. The door is always open. In fact, right now it's literally open for Blake Jones and John Schaefer, Barbara Jones, Tom McGill, Martin Hansen, I think I got everybody right, and whoever else falls under the brand name Blake Jones and the Trike Shop. You're always welcome here, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike.
And everyone is Trike Shop. I was trying to throw in that. Yes. Maybe that's the bumper sticker.
Yes, everyone is Trike Shop. So let's do a Blake Jones and the Trike Shop song. Let's do probably one of their best signature songs, Forestier Gardens, off the Underground Garden release here on Twirl. Or Sun Up. How about that?
Sacramento, created with you in mind.